You mentioned P53, 17P, and IGVH mutation status, and kind of I've been hearing that those are really the three things, that these predictive factors that are really critical in making the decision.
Yeah, because they're prognostic and predictive.
Right. Okay. So here's the one subset that I find interesting, which is 17P, P53 negative, IGVH mutated, and a younger patient.
Yeah.
And what I hear from investigators is FCR, for obvious reasons, you know, try to throw them into long-term remission. And what I hear from docs in practice is we hate FCR and we don't want to use it. Any thoughts about that conundrum?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I've got a case here, the 49-year-old guy here, which would be a very good way to illustrate exactly that issue. He has exactly this situation, doesn't have a 17P deletion, doesn't have a P53 mutation, but this time he has mutated, so it's the other way around. So the whole question of the idea of chemotherapy, so chemotherapy works well in the mutated patients. The concern you have is we already know the FCR works much less well in the unmutated patient. This is a young patient with a mutated immunoglobulin, and he tells me categorically, I don't want chemotherapy, I want ibrutinib.
What was his life situation? He was working?
Yeah, he's a 49-year-old TV executive, but looks and acts a lot younger than even that. Bikes looking into work every day, hemoglobin of 6 when I'm seeing him, and he's going skiing, he's bicycling into work, he's going to the gym. Very little in the way of the opposite of what I talked about earlier about these people having really lots of fatigue. But he really wants to avoid chemotherapy. Now, I'm talking to him about the fact is, you know, this is the subset of patients in whom FCR has the potential to cure. Now, the C word isn't something we've been able to use in CLL before, but very clear data emerging that about 60% of patients that are mutated are going to have these very durable remissions, have eradication of MRD detectable disease, and to all intents and purposes, probably cured. I had long chats with this guy about, look, if I were you, you've got a chance of going for cure with chemotherapy. But this is a young, fit guy, and I gave him 6 cycles of FCR, and he struggled. He found it tough to get through 6 cycles of therapy. He got quite debilitated by the chemotherapy, and it's taken him months after the chemotherapy to really feel he's getting back on his feet. He happened to got a very severe rash that probably was associated with cotrimoxazole rather than the chemotherapy that probably didn't help him. But for those docs that you're talking about that say, I don't like giving FCR, I hear what they mean. This is not an easy regimen to get somebody through. I use a lot of growth factor support for my patients to get them through it. And when I'm talking here about curative intent, the same way that I would with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma, where somebody's starting to run into some problems, we want to keep pushing hard here because I don't want to just palliate your symptoms here. I'm going for cure. I really want to keep this dose intensity. I want to treat you every 28 days. I don't want to dose reduce because I don't want to compromise the likelihood of being able to cure you.
And I see that he actually is MRD negative.
He is MRD negative now.